You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 874, hour 1. And the email for Martian Gardens is martiangardens@gmail.com. And our blog for complete playlists with links is martiangardens.blog. We will start with Musique Concrète from Todd Dockstader this week. This is his 1961 composition, Apocalypse, released on the Starkland label.
Thank you. Thank you.
My name is Max. You're listening to Martian Gardens. We just heard Todd Dockstader from a release of his music on Starkland Records that was called Apocalypse. We heard Apocalypse, all 20 minutes of it. It felt like kind of an apocalypse week. So we heard Apocalypse, but before Apocalypse, of course, comes Salvation, which we will hear with Anatoly Pereslegin, a Russian composer I used to play quite a lot about 15 years ago on Martian Gardens, and kind of missing his music. And so I thought I'd play something from his CD from 2002, Fast God, E-Psalms, from Electroshock Records, and we'll hear the first and the last selection, the first selection being Turn Thee Unto Me, and the last being The Secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, both from Psalm 25. We'll also hear Prophecies from Philip Glass, his soundtrack to Koyaanisqatsi, and we'll hear from the Hungarian composer László Hortobágy and a piece from 1988 called Mirage 88 from his Trans Replica Meccano CD. First with Anatoly Pereslegin, we'll hear from Fast God, E-Psalms on Electroshock Records. Martian Gardens, this is Martian Gardens episode 874, hour 1. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blogspot.com. The email is martiangardens@gmail.com, and the archives, as of all those playlists from before this year, are at martiangardens.blogspot.com. Once again, Anatoly Pereslegin, music from Fast God, E-Psalms. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 874, hour 1. We just heard from Laszlo Hortobágyi and a piece called Transreplica Meccano, CD Transreplica Meccano, a piece called Mirage 88, and that was released by Stahlplatt in the early 90s and has become... Beg your pardon, dropping things at home here. Laszlo Hortobágyi has become exceedingly rare in the past few years, since its past several years. Quite hard to find, but a wonderful CD, Transreplica Meccano. Before that, we heard Philip Glass, Koyaanisqatsi. That piece was called Prophecies. And we started with the Russian composer Anatoly Pereslegin from his CD Fast God, E-Psalms, on Electroshock Records, released in 2002. We heard the first and the last, Turn Thee Unto Me, and The Secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. And both of those from Psalm 25. We will continue with Francis Daumont at the end of the hour. This CD is called Le Cri du Choucas, and that means the call of the jackdaw. And these are all pieces that are based on a psychoanalysis of Franz Kafka. And we'll hear Entrée Overture, Le Lure, and La Colonie Penitentiaire, the penal colony. Those are the first three pieces opening this Francis Daumont CD released in 2015 or 2016 on Empreinte Digitale. Electroacoustic music realized at the composer's studio in Avignon, France.
Devant la loi se tient un gardien de la porte. Un homme de la campagne arrive et lui demande la permission d'entrer dans la loi. Mais le gardien dit qu'il ne peut pas la lui accorder maintenant. L'homme réfléchit, puis demande s'il sera autorisé à entrer plus tard. C'est possible, dit le gardien, mais pas maintenant.
La loi, c'est ce à quoi il n'est pas question d'échapper. À la loi en quelque sorte, mais peut-être qu'un rapport de folie.
C'est comme un de ces cauchemars où on essaie d'appeler au secours sans y parvenir.
Comme le gardien se trouve sur le côté de la porte ouverte, comme toujours, l'homme se penche pour regarder à l'intérieur. Le gardien le remarque. Il rit et dit « Si tu es tellement attiré par cela, essaie donc d'entrer en dépit de mon interdiction. Sache toutefois que je suis puissant, et je ne suis que le moins puissant des gardiens. Salle après salle, il y a des gardiens plus puissants les uns que les autres. Je ne puis moi-même supporter la vue du troisième au-dessus de moi. »
Il s'agit d'un appareil particulier, dit l'officier. Le commandement que le coupable a transgressé est écrit sur son corps, avec la herse. Ainsi, sur le corps de ce condamné sera écrit « Honore tes supérieurs ». Il n'est pas facile de déchiffrer cette écriture avec les yeux. Alors, notre homme la déchiffre avec ses blessures. La herse l'empale complètement et le jette dans une fosse où il tombe en éclaboussant le coton d'eau ensanglantée. Justice est faite. La machine se détraquait entièrement. Son paisible fonctionnement n'avait été qu'illusoire. Thank you.